The ethanol industry wants a permanent solution to end the possibility of a rail worker strike and harvest results from northern Indiana. I'm CJ Miller with your Monday edition of the Hoosier Ag Today podcast for November 14th, 2022. It's brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for over 135 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to find out more. Well, December 9th is now the latest deadline for the unions representing rail workers to come up with a work agreement, or a rail strike could still happen. Eric Pfeiffer reports how the ethanol industry wants a permanent solution in place so the rail industry and its workers don't keep kicking the can down the road. Andy Eubank has a harvest report from northern Indiana coming up. Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has a look at your Indiana farm forecast for the coming week. And Brian Basting with Advanced Trading reviews Friday's grain markets, and he previews the different factors that could impact the markets this week. That's all straight ahead on your Monday Hoosier Ag Today podcast.
The land of the free is also the home of the hardworking. What if this is the year you take your farm operation to the next level? At First Farmers Bank and Trust, we're proud to serve the people who not only work until the sun goes down, but until the job is done. With over 135 years of commitment to agriculture, we'll find the solution that's right for your operation today and tomorrow. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. First Farmers Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Just kicking the can down the tracks and harvest nearing completion. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. We teach our kids there's no shame in asking for help when they need it. Shouldn't we do the same for each other? Visit extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. A cooling off period has derailed a freight railroad strike for now as key unions continue negotiations that could still spare agriculture and other industries a devastating rail shutdown. The new strike deadline is December 9th, a nearly three-week extension. But it's just a kick-the-can-down-the-tracks result for the ethanol industry.
Our industry is highly reliant and dependent on smooth and efficient rail service, and we're definitely reliant on the trains running. And if the trains stop running, ethanol plants stop running.
That's Jeff Cooper, who heads the Renewable Fuels Association. He says the corn ethanol industry needs the railroads, and unions need to hammer out a more permanent solution. Without it, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says Congress will have to step in, but for now, the unions have agreed to the cooling-off period to allow more negotiations and logistical planning for manufacturers who argue a rail strike could devastate the economy and add to inflation. Cooper says his industry has suffered enough from shipping delays.
It really has been a nightmare scenario for the ethanol industry in terms of transportation challenges this past year, and somehow we've been able to gut through it. But a rail strike or any further limitations on the river system would be really problematic for the industry.
The rail industry earlier put the cost to the broader economy of a strike at $2 billion per day.
Come and see the future at the Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo December 13 through 15, Grand Park Event Center, Westfield, Indiana. See the equipment and inputs you will need in 2023 and the technology you will farm with in 2033. Free admission, free parking, free seminars, and on December 14, free breakfast. The Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo December 13 through 15, Grand Park Event Center, Westfield. Details at IndianaFarmExpo.com.
With harvest nearly complete across northern Indiana, it's safe to say many farmers enjoyed at least some yields that were better than expected, especially after a tricky month of June. Here's Andy Eubank.
Jason Harmon, DeKalb Asgro, technical agronomist, says the crop was planted efficiently.
Then we ran into June, and June kind of surprised us all by shutting the faucet off, and vast majority of our region did not have any moisture throughout mostly all June into the first part of July. We pollinated decently with a crop that suffered for a while, but then we got into decent amount of rains throughout August into the first of September. And I'll tell you, the yields were above my expectations for what we had witnessed throughout the growing season and summer. So I was very pleased with how we were finishing out.
One element of the 2022 crop that stands out to Harmon is hybrid performance.
When we talk about ear flex, it came down to kernel flex this year. and those kernels really filled out nicely that put weight across the scales when we were harvesting. So that's where the yield really surprised me, is how large our kernel depth is getting with the hybrids we have today in our arsenal.
Harmon says this year was one where the corn crop was able to really capitalize on nitrogen put into the system.
This corn, when we're into that grain field period, used every unit that we had, because we just didn't have any movement from June because there was no rain. So when it was adequate rains towards the end of July into August, when we were needing nitrogen the most, it was right there, right at that root zone, and the corn took it in, and that's where the kernel depth really shined. Packing that kernel full of starch and having all the mobility we needed was a key factor in my mind to the kernel depth that we had in a lot of these great hybrids today.
If soil compaction has been a problem, even dating back to last season, tillage operations this fall will help.
And many farmers are thinking back to the fall of 21 and those fields that they kind of had to push through it to get that crop out. Let's bring those back forward and utilize this nice weather conditions we have to do some tillage to kind of repair some of that real deep compaction that we witnessed from the 21 harvest.
Much more with Harmon is in the full interview at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
The High Ground Podcast. Everything from energy and fuel.
And it's always like clean oil because most of my stuff leaks.
To agriculture.
We go from the cute and cuddly phase to the not so cute and cuddly phase.
You can cuddle with them at 290 pounds. It's probably against your will, I'm guessing.
And, well, other things.
He calls them all variable costs. That's bull. They're not
very. I think you meant to say that's fertilizer, right? Staying on topic, Lynn.
Listen now on all platforms.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got a cold week ahead of us here this week. Cold air came racing in over the weekend. The thing is, today we start to see high pressure take control over the region. That should give us better sunshine potential, knock the lake effect back just a little bit. But we're still chilly. I don't want anybody to be mistaken about that. Even with high pressure, we are chilly here. Overnight tonight, clouds thickening up, and we do dodge a little bit of light moisture tomorrow, seeing some hit-and-miss scattered snow showers up over the upper Midwest, Michigan, and down into northern Illinois, northern Indiana. Then we actually have another bigger threat of moisture farther south, Kentucky, Tennessee, into southern Ohio. We could see central and southern Indiana kind of split the difference, but still, I'm not going to rule out on-again, off-again light snow showers tomorrow, particularly later afternoon and evening. Going into Wednesday, a reinforcing shot of cold air coming down out of Canada. That north flow brings lake effect and cloud cover back for most of the state. We keep that around through Wednesday, so I think we have to look for some minor accumulations of snow out there. Thursday, mixed clouds and sunshine, but still cold. And we see another round of cold air coming in to finish the week, even at colder temperatures for your Friday and Saturday. Sunshine is not going to be anything we see here soon, and we are looking for new lows in the temperatures as we go into the later part of the weekend and early next week. However, by the time we get to next Tuesday, we do start to see temperatures moderate. I look for us to be above normal by next Wednesday, the 23rd, just in time to see a pretty decent warm and sunny setup for Thanksgiving Day. So that's the way things are stacking up. We've got at least a week to a week and a half of cold air to work through before we see moderation. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Have you ever considered a career in agriculture? There are dozens of agribusinesses that have opportunities to work in this exciting field. These are high-paying positions with on-the-job training and advancement. On December 15th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Grand Park in Westfield, Indiana, these companies will be on hand for the Indiana Ag Career Fair. Come talk with these organizations. Then walk the show floor of the Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo and experience the world of agribusiness. December 15th at Grand Park in Westfield. More details at IndianaFarmExpo.com.
A rebound for the grain markets. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Friday Farm Market Review. I'm C.J. Miller. This review brought to you by Seed Genetics Direct, providing quality seed, free delivery, personalized service, and local research data along with published prices. Check them out at SeedGeneticsDirect.com. With Grain Market Analysis, it's time to check in with Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. The grain markets ended higher on Friday, in part because the U.S. dollar value has taken a tumble over the past few days. Brian, what were some of the other factors that drove the grain markets to close out the week?
There was word overnight there, Friday morning, CJ, that we had word from China that they're going to lessen the restrictions on COVID. So, you know, China is the largest purchaser of U.S. beans by far, CJ. So any sign that they are looking to provide more open environment, if you will, for COVID, at least not as stringent, maybe as a better phrase to phrase it, would be supportive. So that trickled back into the bean market there on Friday after a sharp sell-off on Thursday. We've also got some weather uncertainty going on in South America. We've got some weather, rainfall moving through parts of southern Argentina this weekend. However, it is forecast to turn dry and warm again as we move into the last 10 days of November here. So those are some of the other driving factors, I think. The bean market, looking at some tight stocks still, and the need for a very large South American harvest going forward. So corn market is looking at the South American weather too, and also the China situation. So those things, along with the weak dollar, the weakening dollar that you mentioned earlier, are probably the key factors. Again, the dollar has been a bit of an anchor on the market here in terms of a stronger dollar in recent months, making our products more expensive. So any signs of a shift in that, or at least a moderation in that, whether it be moderation in inflation, whatever the case may be, that would be moderate the strength of the dollar and would make our products more competitive.
Brian, what are some of the factors that could have an impact on the grain markets for the week ahead?
I think with harvest essentially wrapping up here now, CJ, as we enter the last 10 days in November, that we're looking at a time period here where we're switching to South America. We got to focus on what's going on with Brazil, Argentina, as your listeners put the combines away as such for the 2022 growing season. They have brought out the planters and aggressively planting, particularly now in Argentina. They've actually wrapped up or probably about three quarters of the way down with soybean planting in Brazil. But point being is now we've moved into a different weather market, a weather market that's going to focus on South America. And the USDA did tell us last week that they did lower the Argentina soybean crop by 1.5 million tons. That's important because Argentina is the largest exporter of soybean meal in the world. So a combination of factors led USDA to make that change. It's been quite dry in Argentina. Now, again, as your listeners know, a lot can change. Roughly, we might be around the 1st of June here in the Midwest. That's roughly. We all know that the June, July, August are still going to make the beans, and that's where we are in Argentina. November, December, and January will still make or break the beans. So I don't want to say this is a disaster and the crop can't come back, but it's not off to a good start. So that'll be the thing the market's watching. In contrast, though, the crop in Brazil is off to a very good start. So a bit of a contrast there, but no doubt that South America will be followed. Then we'll continue to follow this equity market, the dollar, CJ, as we move into, again, the last half of November here to see if this momentum can continue in terms of the equities to the upside, dollar to the downside. And we'll also be watching the end of this week, the export corridor deal that was brokered here this summer will expire. I believe it's either Friday or Saturday, the 18th or 19th, between Russia and Ukraine to allow shipments from the Black Sea region. Whether that gets renewed or not will be something the market's closely watching.
Once again, Brian Basting with Advanced Trading. Settlements from Friday, December corn up 4.75 at 6.58, March at 6.63, 3.5 higher. January beans climbing 27 cents to 14.50, March at 14.53 3/4, up 25 3/4, and December wheat gaining 10 1/4 to 8.13 3/4. In the livestock markets, December live cattle sharp sharply lower, down $1.55 to $151.52, and December lean hogs 52 cents lower at $84.35. Coming up, it's the Indiana Farm Equipment and Technology Expo, presented by Agri Financial and Reynolds Farm Equipment, December 13th, 14th, and 15th at Grand Park in Westfield, offering free parking and free admission. For more information, check out IndianaFarmExpo.com. For Andy Eubank, Eric Pfeiffer, and Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, I'm CJ Miller. Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.